Something amazing happened to me when I was shopping at Total Wine & More the other day. Not only did I find a new favorite Cabernet, but I also found the perfect gifts for everyone on my list, thanks to Dave, one of their super helpful guides. I'll definitely be visiting my Total Wine & More again soon so I can pick up more great bottles for my holiday party, and all for the lowest price. This holiday, you'll love what you find only at Total Wine & More. Curbside pickup and delivery where available. Drink responsibly. Be 21.
This is the Rich Eisen Show.
Please walk me through your day and night.
Okay. Live from the Rich Eisen Show studio in Los Angeles.
I meet his mom. I meet his brother. Patrick comes running across the field. I am now reduced to a 12-year-old girl screaming for the Beatles.
Henry Winkler.
Earlier on the show, NFL Network insider Ian Rappaport, TCU head coach Sonny Dykes. Still to come, TNT's Inside the NBA host Ernie Johnson, plus actor and comedian Adam Ray. And now, it's Rich Eisen.
Hour number three of the Rich Eisen Show is on the air. We just said goodbye to Sonny Dykes. It was a great chat with the TCU head coach Ian Rappaport in hour number one. If you missed any of that, don't worry. If you're watching us on the Roku channel, and why aren't you? It's free. We re-air right away. As soon as this show is over at the end of the hour, boom, right away. We're so excited to have Adam Ray in studio. The actor and comedian is back in studio in hour number three in about 20 minutes' time. And we are also excited to kick off hour number three of this program with one of my favorite humans. And also is helpful and great that he's stupendous at his job. Tonight's TNT doubleheader of NBA action is going to showcase the Nets and Sixers, Lakers and Suns. Lakers. With pregame coverage beginning at 7 p.m. Eastern time. A man who hosts must-see TV every single time he takes that chair on the NBA on TNT, the great Ernie Johnson, here on the Rich Eisen Show. How are you, sir?
Rich, I am outstanding. I hope you are, too.
I am, too, man. I just always love connecting with you and talking with you. And I want to go. I want to hit Wayback Machine first, Ernie. Your first sports. let's do it. No, look, your first sports memory. Thanks to care of your dad. What do you got for me on that one, Ernie Johnson?
First sports memory.
What do you got?
Well, you know, I was only a young shaver when he was playing baseball for the Milwaukee Braves. So I can't. You know, I'm not going to say, oh yeah, I remember him pitching to so and so, but. I mean, I remember, you know, just going to the ballpark with him when he became an announcer. And those were rich times for me because it was, you know, he's on the field doing his pregame interviews. I'm leaning against the batting cage watching Hank Aaron take BP.
Unbelievable.
You know, it's wow. Like those were great memories. And then just being able to sit in the booth and watch him do his job. And so, I just learned an immense amount about his preparation and his the respect he showed for folks and how fortunate he always felt to be doing something he loved. And those are the things that stick with you for a lifetime.
What was it like getting to know Henry Aaron, Ernie?
Oh, it was awesome. I mean, if you picture it, Rich, you know, here's a guy taking swings in the cage and then coming back outside the cage and say, so how's your Little League team doing? You know, it was that way with him. Was that way with Phil Niekro, with a lot of those Braves legends who were on those teams when I was growing up. And so, it was. And what was nice is to be able to stay connected to those guys. I know when my dad retired, and I was putting a video together that was going to run on Sports South, the regional cable, the night that he retired, and. One of the first guys I reached out to for his memories of my dad was Hank Aaron, who met me down at Atlanta Fulton County Stadium. We sat there and talked about his saying, "No, I like to hear a lot of announcers call home runs, but there's nobody I like hearing, you know, more than your dad calling one of my home runs." And you know, thankfully for my dad, he was able to call 500, 600, and 700 as he worked, you know, Braves radio back in the days, and he only had two innings. a play-by-play in those days. He got to call the third and the seventh inning, and by golly, wouldn't Henry hit 500, 600, and 700 all in one of those innings.
Unbelievable. And then, you know, before he passed, I interviewed Craig Sager and asked him about being at home plate when Aaron crossed it after you know, passing the babe, and just seeing him there in his trench coat and his microphone, you know, and how he kind of talked his way on the field, I think he said, something along those lines. I heard the story
Craig
about that.
Craig could talk his way into anywhere, Rich. He really could. And that's the way he did his job. He always loved being where the big story was going to be, even if it wasn't part of his job. You know, even if we didn't have that game that night. And this is, you know, he always just wanted to be where the story was. And, you know, he was, you know, Craig was a classic. You know, if you just get all, you know, tied up in what he was wearing and that kind of thing, you miss the point, because he was a great reporter. Asked wonderful questions. Asked the questions that nobody else in the room wanted to ask. He didn't care. And so, he was a classic. And and that piece of video with that same Craig Sager hairstyle, mm-hmm. which he had his entire life, and he's got his little Radio Shack tape recorder out there mm-hmm. to capture anything he can. And I mean, you can't see that happening. It wouldn't happen anymore. You know, you can't. You know. It'd be like him standing at home plate when Aaron Judge hit his 62nd. It's like him standing in the end zone when somebody scores a touchdown. You don't see it anymore. And that piece of video is just class.
I'm just going to take a stab here, Ernie Johnson. Did you meet Vin through your dad, Vin Scully? You got any stories about him?
Yeah.
What do you got for me?
Not really many stories about Vin, but yeah, I mean, I met. You know, I would meet Jack Buck, and I would meet Vin. All of the guys that were contemporaries of my father, and I can remember, you know, when we would drive home from a game that he had done, he knew exactly where to tune on the radio and say, okay, now we're going to listen to Joe Nuxall. And listen to him. Oh, they're going off the air. Listen to who he's going to say. This is the old left hander, round in third and heading home. You know, and so he knew exactly where to find all those. So there was really no music in the car when we drove home from the Braves game. It was all okay. Let's catch Jack Buck. Let's see what the Cardinals are doing. Okay, let's catch Marty Brenneman. You know, it was that kind of a deal. And to know that he was a contemporary of them was great. And then. And I talked about that video I did for my dad.
Yeah.
Vin was part of that too.
I'm sure.
You know, we reached out and said, "Hey, would you say something nice about my dad?" And you could just see as he did this video, it was heartfelt, and you knew it was just one take. You know, it was just Vin being Vin, and then to be doing play by play later in the playoffs, you know, and to do a Dodger series and sit in the Vin Scully press box, you know, with Ron Darling and do a playoff game. That was that's stuff you never forget.
Love it. Ernie Johnson, Turner Sports, Inside the NBA hosts here on the Rich Eisen Show. When did you first meet Barkley? You got a story about that? Was it at a press conference? Was it on the set? Was it before he joined Turner? You got something on that?
It was before he joined Turner, and mm-hmm. I was, you know, it was early on in my days at Turner. I've been here since 89, so it was like 90 or 91, and my boss at the time, Don McGuire, had said, "Hey, why don't you go out and sit down with Charles?" And, you know, just, you know, went out to Phoenix, kind of hung out at practice with him, you know, sat down and did an interview, went out later and met up with him. I think it was probably at a happy hour. And he was so engaging then. And then he would come in a couple of times during the playoffs and be a studio analyst. This is while he's still playing. And we run those clips from time to time too. He is so soft spoken, and it was nothing like the Charles that I work with every night now. You know, it was just like, you know, he was the guest and he'd answer my questions, and there was nothing like it was setting the world on fire. It was, you know, your standard answers, but then he, you know, just getting over the last 20 something years a chance to work with him and do the pod. You know, I just got done doing a podcast with him, the Steam Room that we do every week. He's just a dear friend, and it's you know, I owe a lot to him. Rich. I really do. I mean, he's the impact he had on our industry, and not to mention our show, is profound. And I'm happy to be along on the ride with him.
No, and some of the greatest compliments I get about NFL Game Day Morning, which I've hosted about, well, let me just do the math in my head, about a third or maybe the quarter of the time that you've hosted inside the NBA at Turner, is that it reminds folks of your show, and that makes me so happy because of you and the rest of the guys there setting the gold standard. And of course, the production crew that sets you guys up and that you work together as one unit. And when people ask me what makes it my show on Sunday morning successful, I say we genuinely love each other. Like, we genuinely like each other. And I get that sense from you guys for sure. No doubt.
No, without question. No, I mean, you hit that right on the head. I mean, and I think that the way a show like ours works is that nobody tries to make it about themselves. You know, and it's never been a situation where somebody says, well, I need more FaceTime, or you need to come to me. Others. We just kind of do our thing, you know, and when we sit down to do the show, it's not unlike four guys sitting in a living room where nobody asks for permission to talk, or in a commercial break, we say, hey, when we come back, I'm going to say this, you say this, I'll laugh, and then you say this, and then we'll go to another break. We're just kind of doing whatever comes natural, and I think the fans, the viewers, appreciate that too, because there's an element there of, look, I don't know what's going to happen next on this show, and it's like, hey, join the club. I don't have any idea either. We'll let her rip and see what happens.
Well, again, I know, Ernie, what it's like to be on live television with some very strong personalities and where anything can happen. And so I watch you. Okay. And the thing I love about you and what you nail is when you realize that you can make a full course meal of what's about to hit and lay back and let it occur, like the Shaq trying to figure out how to fill up his tank of gas, and he still, I don't think he still has figured out, you know, what's a half a tank and when you can fill it up to make it a full tank. And I just watch you, and you're just like, you let it happen. On occasion, you'll just throw a dart in there to keep it going. Oh my gosh, that's the good stuff, man. That's it.
I know, and you and I both know. I mean, look, when you're working with guys who have played the game, what's important is their perspective on what's going on. Nobody cares what I think about what might be going on in a huddle with 1.3 seconds to go, but these guys have all been there. Mm-hmm. And so anytime I can set them up to be the best they can be, I kind of see that as why I'm there. And the fact that I can talk when somebody is talking in my ear, a producer, you know, and not like, as Charles has done before, you know, responded to the producer by just looking up at the sky and saying, I know that, I'm going to get there. And like,
and somebody at home has no idea who he's talking to.
Yeah, oh, no, exactly. He does it. I'm getting to that, TK, you know, and so I think knowing your role is important. And I think appreciating the fact that we've got four distinct personalities on that show who somehow have made it work for a long time. You know, I can't define it. I can't describe it. I can't say that, here's how you make chemistry. It's just we kind of have something there that's pretty special, and I never lose sight of that.
What a blessing, man. Ernie Johnson at Turner Sports EJ Twitter, handle right here on the Rich Eisen Show. And then tonight, Nets, Sixers, Lakers, Suns, Tuesday before Thanksgiving weekend. I mean, is it still too early to have a storyline that's developing in the NBA season? What would you pull out of the first month plus here of this NBA season, Ernie?
Well, yeah, it is kind of early. I mean, we're under 20 games in, but I think Boston has shown us that they can deal with the upheaval they had in the off season and kind of compartmentalize that in terms of what the players are able to do, and you know, playing great under Joe Mazzulla so far. I think Milwaukee, you know, I think Milwaukee's going to the finals. I think that they've done this, you know, 12-4 without Chris Middleton yet. So I think they are the class of the East. But in the West, it's like I don't know exactly what's going on. That's more of a mystery to me. To see, you know, nobody thought Utah would be where they are right now, and folks are thinking they might be lucky to get 25 wins, and they got 12 right now. So I don't know. It's there's a lot to still happen, and the team. I think one of the most intriguing stories is that team that we've got on tonight with Brooklyn taking on Philadelphia. Both of those are pretty intriguing to me. But to watch Ben Simmons return to Philadelphia tonight is going to be interesting to see how the Philadelphia fan base responds, and it will likely not be very kind as they watch their own team that doesn't have Embiid or Harden tonight, and I think that's one of those things where everybody just wants to see how weird it gets there, or how they treat Ben Simmons. Hey, that's a Philadelphia. I got booed in Philadelphia once when I was trying to hand out the National League Championship Trophy. So,
what'd you do wrong? What'd you do? I mean, come on.
You know what happened? It was. I mean, this is back at 2011, 2012, whatever the last time before they made the World Series, and so there was not like a PA announcer saying, "Now direct your attention to the field where Ernie Johnson." So I kind of introduced myself. Hey, you know, the place is going crazy. They're excited. All the players are out there. All the execs. Hey, this is Ernie Johnson with TBS. It's my pleasure. Boo! I remember looking down at Ryan Howard, who was about 10 feet away from me, and he's just like palms up, you know, like, hey, happens to everybody. They had just won the National League, and they are just letting me have it.
So, goodness.
So let's see what happens to Ben Simmons tonight.
Right, and then obviously the Lakers are a significant subject matter here in Los Angeles and nationally. It just seems that there's no way out right now. It just seems that they are boxed in to a rebuilding situation that unfortunately they're not even rebuild, right? I mean, it just seems like stasis, you know? Yeah. It doesn't even seem like, I guess, seeing what you have in Austin Reeves might suffice. You know, I don't know.
Lonnie Walker.
Right. Like, that's what we're in. It's, and I always love it when you guys chop this subject up, because it's the straight talk. It's a significant straight talk, you know, on that subject matter.
No, and it's, and you're looking at what they've been doing lately. I mean, you're coming into, because this is game two of our doubleheader tonight. And, you know, here's a team that's, 5-10? And, have won a few lately, and LeBron hasn't been out there. AD's playing, you know, playing well. The Westbrook thing. It's going to be very touch and go with that team to even talk play-in. So, you know, I'm kind of more intrigued with what the Clippers are able to do and how they've gotten off to their start with, you know, with Kawhi limited minutes and Paul George like not playing last night. I mean, that team is certainly top to bottom a better team than the Lakers are putting on the floor right now.
Yeah, I mean, the way it's going, Patrick Beverley might just cry to get into the play-in, not get out of the play-in, you know, Ernie.
Well played.
Thank you, sir.
Rich.
Thank you, sir.
not unexpected.
Thank you, sir. Greatly appreciate it. Have a great Thanksgiving, sir. You're the best. I'd love to chop it up more often with you whenever you're up for it.
I wish we could. I always enjoy it, Rich, and best to you and Susie. Hope your Thanksgiving is blessed, and it's my favorite time of the year, man. I love being surrounded by family on this time, so you guys have a great one, rest assured that we will be diving into deep-fried turkeys and enjoying each other's company.
Fantastic. You be well, Ernie Johnson. Happy Thanksgiving to you and yours, and appreciate the time. I'll see you tonight.
Right back at you, man.
7 Eastern time is when Ernie Johnson and the rest of the crew will have a doubleheader of NBA action. Did you like that Pat Bev line right there? Because they went all in on him when
that
he
well
cried. He went. I mean, that was
that
moment on that show.
Once played on the internet so much, and they put a song behind it. Like, you could tell everybody.
God, and you could see Ernie was trying to like get off the subject because he's such a nice guy. The other three guys were just all in on it.
About 2 weeks ago, Chuck did a read for the World Cup, and he was very like, "Yeah, the World Cup," and Ernie just goes, You ever watch this full soccer game? And Chuck, and after Chuck does the read, like, you were like, oh, he's excited. And Ernie just, like, you could see him. He was just kind of like, so, Chuck, you ever watch the full game? And Charles goes,
nope.
Hell no.
You knew that reply.
It's the best. The greatest.
That show is amazing,
it
is, man.
It is. That's why they made a documentary of it. Adam Ray is here. We'll chat with the comedian actor of the new Hulu show. Welcome to Chippendales. Adam Ray, when we come back.
This episode is sponsored by FX's Fleischman is in Trouble, starring Jesse Eisenberg, Claire Danes, Lizzie Kaplan, and Adam Brody. This drama tells the story of recently divorced Toby Fleischman, who dives into the world of app-based dating with the kind of success he never had in his youth. Then, his ex-wife disappears, leaving him with their two children and no hint of her return. FX's Fleischman is in Trouble, now streaming only on Hulu.
The World Tournament of Soccer happening in Qatar is finally here. And with all the weird kickoff times and all the other sports happening simultaneously, it can be kind of hard to keep up. So to make sure you're up to speed, be sure to listen to Qatar Kick Around for the daily wrap-up of all the action from the tournament. From the group stage all the way to the final, Andy, Lars, and Peter are here for you with recaps and opinions of what happened that day in Qatar. Everything can be found at thekickaround.com, the Cumulus podcast channel on YouTube, or wherever you listen.
Adam Ray is here on the Rich Eisen Show. The first two episodes of Welcome to Chippendales available today exclusively on Hulu. New episodes will release weekly. Camille Nanjiani, who's on the show, he's going to be on. He's going to be on next week. So we're going to let's talk about this here on the show. Good to see you, by the way.
Great Adam to see Ray. You, man. Pete's going to outlive all of us, by the way, Brock.
Pete Carroll, let me tell you something.
I couldn't let that go.
I saw your team,
yeah,
in Munich, Germany.
Bro, I followed your adventures.
Oh,
you did a great job.
I Instagram when I'm on the road.
Usually it's awesome.
I Instagram food, which for some reason upsets Brockman
that
so much.
That does not upset me.
It does upset you.
No, it doesn't. I want you to put down the phone and enjoy your vacation because I care about you.
But I can take a photograph of the food.
I can then Instagram it out, and then put the
phone down and eat the food.
I don't know if that's what you're doing.
No.
I'm a multitasker.
Are you not a big, capture the adventures type? Are you like, yeah, living the moment?
Not
like,
as it happens. When at night, you can be like, hey, here was my day.
Yeah.
Oh, you don't like to post in the moment.
Yeah.
Live in the moment,
this
post
guy.
Later.
Yeah, this guy. Exactly.
You know, don't you have that tattooed on your back?
I think so.
You do, yeah.
There's a word for him. And the word
hater?
Hater.
Hater. Yeah.
Dude, look at us.
Look at us, dude.
He's a hater.
He's a hater. And you know what? You're hating the player and you're hating the game.
Someone has to.
Someone has to. I
disagree.
I would watch a full-on Rich Eisen travel show.
Thank
a la
you.
Bourdain style.
I would love to do
and
it.
I don't know if I'm... God. Where's my Roku cam right here? Don't know what you guys are waiting for. Rich showed you what he's got on the road.
And you know who would
do the VO
in on that? You know who would be in on that
who?
Completely if I said let's do it?
Who?
And would you that guy right over there?
Yeah,
suddenly you would be just like take all the pictures of food you want.
Right.
That guy, not Sam Elliott over there.
Wait, I was just gonna say, who have you been compared to with the stash? Because it's
well, nobody. PI. Everyone here hates it. Except
first
for TJ.
Go,
TJ likes it.
Yeah, there's a little Mr. Magoo. There's a little Monopoly. Pasco collect 200. There's, but it's thick. It's full.
He needs a top hat and a monocle. Is that what you're saying?
I wouldn't be mad about it. But
he looks like a narc.
I'll say this. Upon first glance, which all dudes do the initial stash to face assessment, big fan. Thumbs up. You're getting two. Oh. Ebert and Roper.
Oh.
You're getting two.
Okay.
Well, I'll throw one for Cisco in there, too.
I grew a stash out from November, let's say, maybe 5-6 years ago.
How'd it work out for you?
Oh, I found out that if you have a stash and you look like this, you can't talk to kids. but I was in an elevator, and this family was in there, and this kid, a little chubby kid, wearing a Dodgers hat, and he was just in there just making all these fat noises, right? And I looked down at him, and he was chowing down on a Kit Kat, and he's staring at me, and I go, that's it's a cool hat, man. You like the Dodgers? His dad turns around and sees me with the stash and just pulls his getaway. And I was like, dude, nothing malicious was happening right now. First of all, he was flirting with me. Like, you know, I didn't even start this. But the stash has, it's an interesting piece of real estate to maneuver through society with.
It is. Yeah. It's a choice.
God bless you.
It's definitely a choice. It's when I pick my son up from school, I just get a lot of looks.
I don't know the name of the, I don't know the name of the
November.
Actor. I don't know the name of the actor. I'm sorry. I didn't mean to interrupt, but it just hit me who you look like right now. The name of the, whoever played Buffalo Bill in Silence of the Lambs.
Oh, really?
Hold on a second.
Yeah.
That actor in Heat had a mustache just like you.
Mm.
And you look like that guy in Heat.
Thank you for not comparing me to the Silence of the Lambs.
Well, I mean,
you look like a guy that sells Caesar salad candy canes out of his Hyundai Tucson.
What was that? By the way, I saw that.
Great post. Disgusting. Holiday season.
Did you see that?
Take it easy.
You do follow me on Instagram.
Oh, yeah.
Thank you. I posted that last night. I don't know how it wound up.
Caesar salad candy canes from the makers of diarrhea gum comes the worst holiday treat.
Caesar salad candy canes.
You know what I mean?
Who does that?
Ooh, what are we doing?
Because, look.
Pop-Tart started this trend of too many flavors.
And Oreos, too. And Oreos.
Adam, this just in. This just in. I'm a Jewish man.
Me too.
And so my parents
happy
would not
Sukkot.
Think it, gotcha. So we went next door.
Yeah.
Growing up in Staten Island, New York, went next door to the Fredricksons. Were their name? They were a wonderful family from Iceland.
Love them.
One thing they were not Jewish. So we went over there, and they had this huge Christmas tree, which I did not have in my household. And it was, I went and I grabbed every candy cane I could.
Wow.
If they were made of Caesar salad, I'd be like, what the hell is happening? That is abuse.
You tell Neighborhood Watch, petition for the Fredericksons to move.
Exactly. Yeah. What the hell is that?
That's
Caesar salad. Because
have we gotten tired of the regular candy cane taste?
No. It's unbreakable.
I'm not.
Someone's job is on the line. That's like the, I mean.
Well, because you need something minty to get the Caesar salad taste out of your mouth.
Yeah. Also, and no knock on Caesar salad. Like, you've been a nice go-to for me.
Yes, of course.
At a late night Postmates from a BJ's if I'm in Sacramento. But, you know, Caesar salad is not in my top 50 flavors of things. I'd rather, dude, you know.
Yeah.
Taco candy canes. I'm in.
No.
What's
wrong with you?
No.
Candy cane flavored candy canes.
Dude, if there was a flavored candy cane, I'd eat that first.
There are lanes. There's a meat lane. There's a roughage lane.
Yeah.
And there's a candy lane.
Pizza candy.
These should never intersect.
No.
There are lanes. They should run parallel.
If you're ever thinking about running for office, this is the platform.
Yes.
I thought you were one thumb to the cam away from getting a vote.
Meat and salad? Get it. Right?
You can have chicken.
A salad with meat together.
Yeah.
In separate lanes.
Yeah.
Understood. Candy at the end of the day.
Yeah.
These are all lanes. But in terms of turning one into another, let's not turn meat and or roughage into a candy. This is just not appropriate.
Now, let me ask you this. Is Russell Wilson becoming the Caesar salad candy cane of football players?
Yes, that's Danger Russ.
Thank you. That's Danger Russ.
That's Danger Russ.
That's the Danger Witch. What if there's a Caesar salad candy cane in that Danger Witch sandwich? That's why he's chewing so damn hard.
Exactly. Caesar salad candy cane nation, let's not run.
Nation! There's a bunch of people, by the way, who are about to call in. Yeah.
That's fine. I'm ready to take their phone calls.
Somewhere
and tell them,
what
is the matter with you?
Yeah.
Have it in your salad. Have it in a bowl. Don't hang it on a tree for a little Jewish kid to come over and grab.
That guy right now.
Come on.
By the way, I do have,
sorry.
If you don't mind, it's just speaking of Russ.
Yes, sir.
You know, obviously, he's on a course right now that, like we said, none of us saw coming.
I didn't see it.
Last time I was here, it was like, I was legit sad.
Because it was also Bobby Wagner on the same day.
Oh, man. That was a tough day.
Yes.
But I think that the whole let's ride, you know, kind of slogan is probably it's time to mix it up.
Yes.
So I've come up with a few replacement phrases.
Look at you.
Yeah. Oh,
Adam Ray. Whoa, whoa. Prep work. Do you need, I feel like Letterman. Do you need music for this?
I would love music, Rich.
All right. The problem is Del Tufo's too busy on France taking a 2-1 lead on Australia, which is great for Brockman's parlay.
And now I need Mbappe to score.
Which is something I don't condone. Can you please give me
play some of that Fraser
some music?
If they're, I'm not what sure. Remember, I was talking about my brother-in-law, Dirtay, the white rapper, last time. Yeah. I'm not sure if there's any curse-free tunes on YouTube.
I don't know.
But here we go. Anything instrumental? I don't know.
Here you go.
This is some guitar riff.
Yeah, we got go
maybe
for
some
it.
Tracy Chapman fast car.
A little lower, Mike. A little lower. Don't blow him out. No, he's talking.
Great. This is great. This is classic. Okay. Yeah.
Go for it.
So, Russ, Let's Ride worked. I did it? I don't know. It's what you started with. Here's some alts as the season moves forward. Okay. Instead of Let's Ride, Let's Hide.
Let's Hide. Broncos Nation, Broncos Country, let's Hide.
Okay. Oops-a-daisy. Classic, you know, let's everybody know. That one's on me.
Now, do you have to front load it with Broncos
Country?
Oh, oops-a-daisy. Broncos Country, oops-a-daisy.
I like that.
You've got to marry it together because he will never give up on Broncos Country.
He won't.
Okay.
So you think Let's Ride is what's probably has
we're
an
swapping
date.
That out.
We're swapping
think.
That out. Broncos okay. Country.
Oops-a-daisy.
Oops-a-daisy. Okay. Broncos Country. All aboard the Russ bus. That's him trying to get them back.
Okay.
Right? They've probably cashed their ticket in for a train or a plane somewhere. He's like, no. The Russ bus.
Yes.
It's
we traded a
ahead.
Horse for a bus.
Yes.
Okay.
Yes. Broncos Country. Sorry about that. I'm drunk. That's letting everybody know this guy's human and that he's because right now I would venture to assume everyone's like. This guy maybe had a Zima in 1998. Maybe.
Good mention
half
of Zima. One. By the way, I before you continue, I like it. Little cumbersome for a hashtag.
Though. You got it.
Okay.
This is your show. That's
no,
spot
no,
on.
It's okay. No, I'm just
you're spot
I'm,
on.
I'm commenting. I should just let you go.
No,
go ahead.
No.
Go ahead. Adam,
Broncos Country. Can... Sierra told me to say that. Again, letting people know I'm in a relationship.
Right.
Not everything I'm doing is my call. Yeah.
Okay.
Broncos Country, Danger Witch on one. Little product placement. I don't know how well the sandwich is doing.
I think they pulled it.
Oh, no. Yeah.
Well, the thing is, they pulled it before the season.
Somewhere Jared's like, and that's karma.
They pulled it before the season, and then the commercial came out and went viral anyway.
Yeah.
What else you got?
Broncos Country, put on your Hackett jacket. I don't know. I just some of the rhymes
that might not be germane by the end of the season, unfortunately.
Yeah. By the way, Russ, maybe just player coach at this point. Has that been?
Let's Ride.
Broncos Country. I miss Pete. I mean, that's my fave.
He doesn't.
Because I feel
him.
Like that's probably.
I don't
deep
think
down,
he misses Pete.
You don't think so?
No.
Neither miss each other.
Man, bummer.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I know. I watch old highlights now, and I see like the gum. You can tell when the gum chew gets a little more aggressive. Like if there's like a some sort of a play that Justin Pete just. You're like, all right. That's, yeah. Last one.
Yes.
Broncos Country. Yabba dabba do.
Apropos of nothing, I always
relatable.
Like a good non sequitur.
You know, it's kind of a classic throwback, and it lets people know, oh, this guy's a little more in tune with pop culture than we thought.
Of course, there we go.
Because I think that's the problem, disconnect.
It is, in this day, I mean, that's society in general, don't you think? Disconnect.
Yeah.
These days.
I mean, look at you posting in Germany, you know, that's the name
I was
of the
doing.
Game. You're trying to show the kids and the followers.
He was hoping that I was going to do that at the end of the day. As opposed to take part out of my day to just hit send on something.
It's tough for me to watch soccer. I know you guys are way into the cup, but the last game I played was in 1993, and I scored on my own team, and my dad's, my friend's dad called me an effing idiot.
Oh,
and that was a wrap for me on the game of soccer.
You were like 10?
Yeah.
That'll be a 30 for 30 called the two Rays. the different own goal stories.
Someone really should make a 30 for 30 series on all those types of sports blunders that don't get the the notoriety, the fanfare.
Yeah,
which the is lost
your,
heroes.
Your own goal in the AYSO days of back in 1993.
Yeah.
Look
dude,
at you, though.
When I was quick fat, you know, my coach called me Krispy Kreme Abdul-Jabbar. Like, there's a time and a place for weight problems and hoops to meet up.
Wow. Shout out Oliver Miller.
Let's talk about Welcome to Chippendales.
Let's talk about it.
How'd you get this gig, sir?
So I played Jay Leno on Pam and Tommy, right? Yep. The Hulu show. And Rob Siegel, who created the show, hit me up. I was in Australia doing Young Rock, and they were doing a table read for it. And I joined it on that. And then he hit me up and was like, hey, can you roller skate? And I was like, of course. And I sent him this like fake resume of all these like tournaments I won. And he was like, dear God, is this real? I was like, no, man, I haven't been on skates since 91. And he was like, oh, and he's like, well, can you? I was like, yeah, muscle memory, I'll get it back. So so he gave me the gig, and I'm yeah, Larry the House MC. I'm on skates. Yikes. And yeah, it came back quicker than I thought. I definitely took a spill quite a few times in front of tons of fired up horny extras. And when I say horny, I mean include me in that. These guys come out and you TJ, I know you're like, man, I would that wouldn't turn me all right, man, I'd love to see you around that much meat. It just makes you question everything. These guys are dancing phenomenally.
They're in great shape.
They're in great shape. And so I'm warming up the gals and introing the guys. And what's cool about that part is that I got to ad lib up a storm, because Rob was like, man, anything, you're on a hot mic. So I ended up basically doing commentary underneath like these full dances. So they're coming out doing a full on dance to Macho Man or something. And I'm just like screaming. I'm like, ladies, the more you scream, the more they sweat, the more they sweat, the more clothes come off. It's getting hot in here and just not in my pants. There's something that's brewing and it's not in between my legs. It's your excitement. I mean, I'm just screaming everything, and they use pretty much all of it.
Hey.
So that's cool.
That's
so, you know, this is what I moved down here for, was to be on skates and to
play Vince McMahon.
And play Vince McMahon.
I mean, yeah. You're getting quite the resume here.
From Vince McMahon to Larry the MC, you know, this is...
this is fantastic.
Oh, yeah, Jay Leno first.
What's that, not teach?
Jay Leno first.
Jay Leno first, yeah. And Wolverine at Universal Studios when I first got here. That's the gig that started it all.
And now you're going to be... you're currently on Welcome to Chippendales, available today exclusively on Hulu. What's the Tony Caruso Returns doc?
Oh, yeah, you got it. Okay, so... Brock, you remember when we met at the Roast of Big Poppy in Boston circa 2016, 2017? And I did a full prosthetic as this old Yankees fan and named Tony Caruso. And nobody knew his name. I gave him a name, created a backstory, went out there, roasted Poppy, roasted Burr, roasted Anthony Mackie, and just crapped on Pedroia and Gronk. I really went into Pedroia hard, to where my buddy Josh Wolf, who put it together, was like, yo, who is this old guy? He is like relentless. And I'm like, I might beat up an old man tonight. And I mean, I was saying jokes like, you know, Dustin Pedroia, of course, is here. Of course, Dustin plays second base, but we all know his most natural position is dancing next to a pot of gold at the end of a rainbow. And he wasn't a big fan of that. And so I took that character and did this this documentary of him returning to the stage after a 20-year absence.
Oh, fantastic.
And I went around, did a bunch of spots in town, and it's on my YouTube channel, Adam Ray Comedy.
Fantastic.
Yeah.
AdamRayComedy.com is also where you can find out more dates and tickets for your stand-up. Lexington, Kentucky, December 1 through the 3rd, right here in L.A. in December. Snoqualmie, Washington. Isn't that the home of Twin Peaks?
I think it might be.
I think that's the home of Twin Peaks, man.
Yeah. Snoqualmie Casino.
Yeah, you go. Back. That's in December 11th. Sacramento, December 16th. And you just got married, too?
I just got married.
Hey, congratulations.
Welcome to the club.
Congratulations.
Guys, any advice?
I've been banging that ring around, just seeing like you're feeling like it.
It feels good. Yeah. I'm getting a lot of it. I've got advice from my stepdad, George. Shout out to George. He goes, here's two very important words. Yes, dear. And then my actual dad goes, I got some advice. If the trying the shoe, if it doesn't fit, you know, grab another shoe. And, you know, that adds up, because, you know, he, you know, started a new family. And then my step uncle gave me some great advice. He goes, hey, if you get real bored, I know a massage parlor in Phoenix that takes Bitcoin. So I'm getting it from all places.
You sure?
She's the greatest. I hit the jackpot.
Has she seen Larry the MC's exploits yet?
Oh, this is what sealed the deal.
She goes,
you're going to be on how many wheels? And
no brakes.
She's
no brakes.
She's real supportive. During the wedding, you know, my rabbi from back in Seattle came down to do it, and there was a moment.
Rabbi travels.
Are you serious? Your rabbi travels.
It was a road game for the rabbi.
It was a road game for him. Yeah, he came in. That's so funny, Rich. He came down, and he at one point he's holding up the tallis in front of my now wife and having a moment. And there was a bunch of stuff. You know, there wasn't a super. There were things on the Jewish tradition menu that mm-hmm. we chose to leave off. Mm-hmm. She's not super religious and mm-hmm. not Jewish, but she was like, I'm down for the glass break and yarmulkes and everything. You know, she's like, I may or may not have a grandpa that's going to be there. That's like, how many, the Holocaust, did it really, so we'll try to skate around that. But it was great. And so when he held the tallis,
skate around the Holocaust would be a great fantasy team name that we won't use. I'm sorry.
So he holds up the tallis in front of us, and I'm firing jokes throughout. And keeping it real loose and just, like I do in my act, I'm breaking the fourth wall. I like to connect with the crowd.
Sure.
And it made it more fun. There were a lot of comics there, and Goo Goo Dolls played it. And so I hold up the tallis, or he holds up the tallis in front of us. And all I can think is he's having this sweet moment. He's like, this is so great. Really take this in. Like, this is so great. Like, look at you guys. Everyone's here for you. And all I can think is, what's the line I'm going to say when he lowers the tallis? Like, what am I going to say that he said to me?
And?
So he lowers it, and right before he speaks, I go, guys, Rabbi just pitched me his new app to invest in. Big pop. My mom afterwards was like, you're always just making so many jokes, and nothing can just be serious with you.
Well, as long as your new wife has no
problem.
She's
all about it. All
okay,
about
fantastic.
It.
And, you're married well, then. Very good.
Rich, there. Another thing Adam does that I love on your Instagram is your celebrity sightings on airplanes.
Oh, yeah.
That's what, just, are people this, who are not really them?
Is Rich, you got to follow me on the gram.
I'll do it now.
I'm a big fan of the mall TV shows.
Mall TV,
yeah. That, to both of those.
I got a couple things that I'm trying to, you're just looking for ways, especially as a comedian, to like carve out pieces of content that no one else is messing around with. And so I started doing this thing in the mall where I would basically, there's anytime I'm in a city and I like, whether it's Madison, Wisconsin or Peoria, Illinois, I go to a mall in the area. There's stores that don't exist in other malls, right? Yep. There's a place called, I think, like Hot Lunch or Box Lunch.
Yeah.
And I'm like, what is that? So I do these fake teasers where it's like, and I'd pull them up, but some of them are pretty blue. And it'll be like, what happens when two Rancho Cucamonga MILFs, decide to open a drug lair at the bottom, in the bottom of their kids, Xbox, dungeon. Mario Lopez and Maria Menounos star in Hot Lunch or whatever, and then I reveal the name of the store. Yeah.
That's on at Adam Ray Comedy.
But then there's Twitter, celebrity Instagram. Plane sightings. That's the one that really gets a nice pop. Yeah. Basically, I board the plane in an earlier fashion when the upgrade.
He's in 1A,
provides
Rich.
He's it. In 1A. What's that now?
You're in 1A.
1A? Oh, man. No, you don't got enough. You can't. They don't like it when you put your feet up in the very front like that. You got to have a seat in front of you. So people board the plane. I sneak some pictures of them. Some would say, hey, that's illegal.
creepy.
Others would, yeah. And have I gotten caught? For sure. Do some people sometimes stare right into the barrel of the camera? Yeah. And do I just go, I'm sorry. So I take these pictures, and then I put up a whole run of basically who they are.
Fantastic.
Whether it's Jeffrey Dahmer's dad or Carol Baskin's mom or, Rich Eisen. I don't know if we had a Rich Eisen spotting, but...
I look forward to seeing it at Adam Ray Comedy, Twitter and Instagram. Welcome to Chippendales, available today exclusively on Hulu. The Tony Caruso Returns doc is also where you can get stand-up date information for Adam Ray, adamraycomedy.com. And then there, you are the co-host of the podcast Icebreakers with Chuck Liddell and Adam Ray on Audible, which, by the way, is sponsoring today's... Hold on, I got to do a read here. Sponsoring today's conversation. Audible is where you find the best stories on sports and entertainment. It is the home of storytelling. Listen to audiobooks, originals, and podcasts, including The Rich Eisen Show. Sign up for a free 30-day trial at audible.com. You want to stay for one more segment?
I would love to.
Let's do it.
Don't go. I will leave.
It seems like you got more to say. We all have more to say. right here on The Rich Eisen Show. Don't go anywhere. To wrap up this Tuesday, Brockman feels much better about his first half bets on France edition.
Influencer. It's a word that gets tossed around a lot these days. There is a woman who went the distance, who broke ground as the first true influencer by living a remarkable life. Her name, Elizabeth Taylor. I'm Katy Perry. This is the story of the original influencer. This is Elizabeth the First.
Elizabeth the First, the podcast, wherever you listen.
Back here on the Rich Eisen Show. Veterans Day comes every year, but companies rarely thank veterans in a way that is meaningful. All of us out of all of us, veterans deserve to be thanked the most. They served to keep us safe, and that deserves some meaningful gratitude and appreciation at Navy Federal Credit Union. Every day at Navy Federal Credit Union is Veterans Day. Navy Federal Credit Union is committed to veterans and helping them live their lives to the fullest. Navy Federal Credit Union offers resources like the VA Loans Hub and Best Cities After Service. Navy Federal Credit Union also offers veteran employment assistance partnerships with nonprofits like The Mission Continues. Plus, Navy Federal Credit Union is a top VA home loan lender. They offer personal finance counseling as well as 24/7 member service. Navy Federal Credit Union has a growing community of over 1.8 million veterans like you. And when we say thank you, we mean it. Navy Federal Credit Union. Learn more at NavyFederal.org/veterans. Insured by NCUA and Equal Housing Lender. Halftime between France and Australia. France fell down 1-0 and scored two unanswered. It's 2-1. Adam Ray, appreciate you sticking around here for
thanks for having me.
One more segment.
I'm telling you, I will not leave until you guys escort me out.
Okay.
I'm that much of a fan of the show.
Well, Del Tufo is also security, so he might be the one escorting you out. You were saying in the commercial break, you know Henry Winkler, and you saw his summit, his Yalta.
The way you guys brought that together. So my first Winkler encounter, his son Max, great director, was in my fraternity API at USC. Mm-hmm. And Parents Weekend happens, and also I'm in the quad, and Henry walks in. There's maybe 10 people in the middle of the day in the house, and Henry just walks in, and I go, oh my God. And he walks up, he goes, hello, Henry Winkler? And I go, I know who you are. He goes, of course you do. Pretty good Henry, right? And so then he goes, I have my son Max's laundry. Do you know Max? I go, love Max. He goes, everybody knows Max. And then I go, what do you want me to do with the laundry, Henry? He goes, I want you to take it to a safe, secure place. Make sure that Max gets this. Make sure it gets cleaned and that Max can wear the clothes that are in this bag. I go, sounds like exactly what you do with laundry. I'm on it. And then as he hands it to me, he pulls it back and he goes, now, you're not going to do anything weird with the clothes, are you? And I go, what? He was like, you're not going to defecate on these clothes, are you? I go, did the Fonz just ask me if I'm going to poop on his son's clothes? And I go, Henry, with all due respect, that's the last thought on my mind. You got an Adam Ray guarantee, no poo in the clothes. Zero, not happening. He goes, we're in a fraternity. I know crazy stuff happens here. Poo on the clothes doesn't seem too far-fetched, but if you guarantee it, I go, Henry, I guarantee it. Hands it back. He goes, no poo on the clothes. I go, no poo on the clothes. He goes, all the best, and turns around and walks out.
So after you pooped on the clothes, then what did you
do? Yeah, so I just went to town. Yeah. Hey. Ate a box of Caesar salad, candy canes. Hey. And then I interned for him at Hollywood Squares when he was producing that show when I think Martin Mull was a center square. Drink five, by the way, if you're playing the Martin Mull drinking game. And every time he's mentioned. And then he came on my podcast About Last Night, which you can check out on YouTube, iTunes.
And Audible.
Fantastic. Had some fun guests. Sandra Bullock, Bill Burr, waiting for the great Rich Eisen to respond to my LinkedIn request.
Anytime. And I appreciate you being on here. Welcome to Chippendales, available today exclusively on Hulu. I want to thank you for being here.
I love
here.
You, man. You guys are the best.
Thank you. Ernie Johnson, appreciate him being on here. Sonny Dykes and Ian Rappaport. If you missed any of it, guess what? We'll be right back to wrap this show up on the Roku channel, and it will re-air then. Everyone else, chat Wednesday. Gus Johnson here.
It could be information to change your life forever. Or the Something You Should Know podcast could just be something interesting.
Ramit Sethi, talking about being rich.
The old definition of rich had a lot to do with how much money you accumulated, but it wasn't about how to spend it. It was more about how to get it. But okay, so once you get it, what do you do with it?
In our culture, everybody tells you how to save, but nobody teaches you how to spend it.
Something You Should Know, wherever you listen.